This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So I do the Rico. I go into bed. I'm all wound up. You know, Mets lost. I watched the Yankee game. I'm like, I got to get my mind off of this. I got to watch something else. And I remember that the Vince McMahon documentary is coming out on Netflix.
Ah, that's right. Tonight?
So that was the thing. So I go to Netflix thinking it came out on Tuesday, which is last night.
Yep.
I go to it, and it says it comes out Wednesday. I said, okay. At this point, when I went to Netflix, it was 11:55 at night. So I'm like, this is great. I'm going to wait 5 minutes. All I need is two. And then I'm going to watch Netflix, the Vince McMahon documentary. And I'm all fired up. Like, all right, this is going to save my night. I'm really excited to watch this. So 12 o'clock comes around. I put back on Netflix, and it says coming Wednesday. And I'm like, well, what are we doing here? It's Wednesday. So I close it down again, maybe a little refresh, click it again, coming Wednesday. Now I'm getting pissed.
Right.
It's Wednesday.
You're right, but they do a time on Wednesday.
What time, Teak?
I don't know, but I know this because I'm a big Doctor Who fan.
Yeah.
And Doctor Who was on Disney.
Yeah.
And Doctor Who would come on. It would say Tuesday.
Yeah.
It would be 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
9 o'clock what?
P.M.
Oh.
And it was brutal. You end up waiting the whole day.
Well,
and they do it because of the West Coast.
Well, if they want to do that, that's fine. You got to tell us.
Right.
Like, don't just say Wednesday, then say, hey.
Wednesday's midnight.
Right. Because if they had said the Vince documentary comes out Wednesday at 9 a.m., I would have been like, ah, that sucks. I guess I have to wait. But when they say Wednesday, I was all fired up to watch this documentary. I kept refreshing Netflix. It was never there.
You thought something was wrong with your Netflix.
I thought something was wrong. Then I got pissed off. I got angry. Like, it made my mood worse. The good news is,
when did it come on?
This morning when I dropped my kids off at school, I had a little bit of time. And I went back to Netflix, and there it was.
Nice.
So I saw the first episode of the Vince McMahon documentary.
And do they go after him?
The first episode, I don't want to give anything away, even though it's a documentary, so what am I really giving away?
I think we know the story.
Yeah, we know. The first episode is basically telling you a lot of stuff that you probably knew if you're a wrestling fan. A little bit about his childhood, about buying the company from his dad,
yep.
About WrestleMania 1, about Hulk Hogan and becoming a star, things like that. There's nothing crazy as of yet. And I think there are 6 episodes. I'm only through one. But I think as it goes on, there is going to be a lot of scandalous things. All of these interviews, or at least the one with Vince, because he's in the doc, was recorded in 2021 before the lawsuit came out.
Yeah.
And then once the lawsuit came out, he stopped.
But
he stopped talking.
Wasn't there a bunch of scandalish, not the same kind, but ish
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Way before?
Yes.
Right. So it might get into that.
Well, which scandals are we talking about? Because there's the steroid scandal.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so, the Ring Boy scandal from like the late 80s, early 90s.
I remember that one.
But. Yeah, well, that's coming up in episode 2. Like, there's a lot of stuff, but obviously.
So it's going to hit all the scandals, not just the recent ones.
Everything, yeah.
Oh, dude, no wonder WWE didn't want this to come out.
Meanwhile, they made a deal with Netflix.
I know.
The whole deal is so weird, like. WWE made a deal with Netflix. Monday Night Raw is going there.
Yeah.
And yet they made a documentary that's got everybody in it. The Rock's in it. Paul Levesque is in it.
But they basically washed him out of the company.
They did, yes.
So why would they do a deal to do a documentary
the
on
The doc was scheduled before they wiped him out. It was supposed to be like the first ever like real documentary about Vince McMahon. And now obviously the focus of it, while still the same, has a little bit of a tilt towards it because he resigned in disgrace or got forced out in disgrace. But so far, one episode, and it's not bad. It's just, I know everything that they told me about.
Yeah.
And that's not me being a know-it-all. It's just, hey, if you're a wrestling fan, you kind of know. But I think as the episodes go on, you'll probably learn a lot more stuff. Will you watch that, Teague?
After you tell me it's worth watching.
So it's based on my review?
Yep, so you got to watch all six episodes.
Damn. Will you watch that, Loogie?
I will, but I will wait for all six to come out so I can binge watch.
They're right. All out.
They are all out.
Released them all at the same time, right. Yes.
Unlike the Penguin, which is not all out.
They go episode by episode?
Episode by episode.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
The one negative, can I tell you this, though, about the whole binge idea?
Everybody knows the final.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear
that's
you.
That's the problem. So
you can't talk to anybody about
correct.
It.
Correct. Like, if a show comes out and they give you all 15 episodes, yeah, I'm like, Loogie, great. I have the option to do what I want. But then there's more of a risk that someone's going to tell you what happened, as opposed to it coming out on a Wednesday
night. But as a crazy, like you, Evan, wrestling fan, I already kind of know what's going on here. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. A buddy of mine sent me an email last night, or a text last night, of an article about something that's revealed in, like, episode 5. And I wasn't that familiar with it. It was, I don't even want to say it on the air. It's so grotesque.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it's just so... It was a WWE storyline that Vince wanted to do was so over the top.
That's worse than Katie Vick.
What year?
I would say in the last 15 years.
Oh, so like late enough to get canceled.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe a little bit before cancel culture, but
should I just say what the storyline was? Put it this way.
Well, most people aren't going to watch it.
Okay. There was a storyline where his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, was going to announce she was pregnant. And then they were going to have a reveal on who the father is. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, I gotcha. I have one guess.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't want to have that.
That's not that bad.
Do you know who the father was supposed to be?
I mean, yeah, but whatever.
Do you? And it's not that bad. It's bad. I didn't want that revealed. I'd rather learn it on the documentary. So it's kind of a spoiler in a weird way.
I guess. But after the Mets win the World Series, I will sit down and watch the Vince McMahon. By the way, speaking of the Penguin one, Teague, with Colin Farrell, I saw an article where he had to watch like Disney movies at the end of shooting because that series is so deep.
It's dark.
Yeah. The movie was great. I didn't even realize that was Colin Farrell until after the movie.
I didn't know it was either until Tracy was like, oh, you know, that's Colin Farrell. I'm like, that is not Colin Farrell. The makeup is unbelievable. But it's a good dive into... why he became who he is. Even though I've only seen one episode.
Interesting.
It's great.